A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one. He's asking about organization systems for job hunting that sit in that awkward middle ground between a full personal CRM and just winging it with a spreadsheet. The core tension. You need something to track outreach, interviews, and those check back in 2 weeks, follow-ups, but nobody actually wants to log into a CRM every day. And the obvious tools, memory, Google Docs, spreadsheets, all fail surprisingly fast. He's tried personal CRMs before and wants to know if they're actually worth it. And if so, which ones? There's a lot to unpack here.
It's the right moment to be asking. The average time to hire right now is 44 days, up from 38 days in 2024, according to the SHRM benchmarking report. That's 6 extra days of keeping plates spinning. If you're managing 20 or 30 applications simultaneously, the math gets punishing fast.
44 days. So you're tracking a conversation that started in late April, and it's now early June, and someone said, circle back in a few weeks. That's the exact scenario where things fall through the cracks.
Which is why I want to start by naming the 3 failure modes, because each one points at a different solution. Failure mode 1, memory. The average job seeker applies to 27 positions per search per Zipia's 2025 data. Nobody's brain is tracking 27 parallel conversations with different timelines and different warmth levels. You will forget. Not might, will.
Failure mode 2, the spreadsheet. Looks organized, feels productive, but it's fundamentally passive. A spreadsheet sits there. It doesn't tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, you said you'd follow up with Sarah 3 days ago. And after a few weeks of scrolling through rows, the context evaporates. You're staring at a company name and a date, and you can't remember the vibe of the last conversation.
Failure mode 3, the full CRM. This is the one that seems like the natural fit. It's literally designed for tracking contacts through a pipeline, but the overhead is brutal. You open it up, you're greeted with 20 fields, pipeline stages, probability percentages, activity logs. And you're not a salesperson managing ongoing accounts. You're a job seeker managing a finite set of conversations that all have a clear endpoint. The schema doesn't match the task.
We've got memory, which is a sieve, spreadsheets, which are a photograph when you need an alarm clock, and CRMs, which are like using a warehouse inventory system to track what's in your fridge.
That's exactly the phrase. And the prompt gets at something really honest here. Few people really look forward to logging into a CRM. That's not laziness. That's your brain telling you the tool is extracting more than it's returning in the first 30 seconds.
Let's stay on that for a second, because I think the why CRMs fail for job hunting question deserves more than a one-line dismissal. They're built for sales pipelines, right? Ongoing relationships where the same contact might cycle through multiple deals over years. The CRM assumes you'll be logging calls, tracking email opens, assigning deal values. A job search has a different shape entirely. It's finite, it's high stakes but temporary, and the data you actually care about is weirdly specific. What was the exact phrasing they used when they said no? Matters more than, what's the projected close date?
There's the context switching tax. There was a UC Irvine study, replicated in 2023, that found it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to fully regain focus after an interruption. Now, that's for deep work. But even a lighter context switch like opening a CRM costs you 30 to 60 seconds of reorientation. You're scanning the dashboard, remembering where you left off, figuring out what's urgent. If you do that 3 or 4 times a day across a 27-company search, you're losing 2 to 3 hours a week just to the tool's friction.
2 to 3 hours. That's an entire afternoon lost to clicking around in a dashboard, and you haven't even sent a follow-up email yet.
Job hunting already has a motivation problem. You're facing rejection, you're waiting on responses, the emotional overhead is real. Adding a tool that makes you feel guilty for not updating it. That's a recipe for abandonment within 2 weeks. which is exactly what happens with most job search systems. People set them up in a burst of optimism, use them for a week, and then the friction wins.
Let's talk about what you're actually tracking. What's the minimum viable data model here? Because part of the problem is that sales CRMs ask for too much, and spreadsheets don't structure enough.
I've thought about this a lot, and I think the essential fields are company name, contact name, role you applied for, current stage, next action date, a free form notes field, and some kind of sentiment marker. That's it.
Walk me through the sentiment marker. That's not something you see in most templates.
It's the field that preserves context. I use three values: warm, cold, ghosted. Warm means they've shown genuine interest. Maybe they asked you to check back. Maybe the interview went well. Cold means you applied or had a screening call, but there's no clear signal. Ghosted means they stopped responding. The reason this matters is that when you're doing your weekly review and you see ghosted next to a company, you don't waste mental energy wondering if you should follow up again. The sentiment captures the vibe so you don't have to reconstruct it from scratch.
That's the spreadsheet's hidden failure, by the way. It's not just that it lacks reminders. It's that, after 3 weeks, the row of data, Acme Corp, applied May 1st, phone screen May 8th, tells you nothing about whether that phone screen went well, or whether the recruiter sounded bored, or whether they explicitly said, "We move slowly, don't panic." The context evaporates, and you're left making decisions based on incomplete information.
Which brings us to the check back in 2 weeks scenario from the prompt. Let's make this concrete. You apply to Company X on May 1st. On May 15th, they respond, "We're interested, but we're early in the process." Check back in 2 weeks. It's now June 5th. What systems would have caught this?
In a spreadsheet, you'd have a row that says, "Company X applied May 1st. Check back in 2 weeks." And 2 weeks came and went on May 29th, and you didn't notice because the spreadsheet doesn't notify you. In a full CRM, you might have set a task with a due date, but you stopped logging in 3 weeks ago because the CRM felt like a part-time job. In a calendar-based system, you'd have a calendar event on May 29th that says, "Follow up Company X," with the email thread linked in the description, and it would have popped up on your screen that morning.
The calendar approach is deceptively powerful because it leverages a tool you already use. You're already checking your calendar. Adding a follow-up event costs 10 seconds, and the notification comes to you. You don't have to go find it. The downside, and this is real, is calendar clutter. If you're tracking 27 applications with different follow-up cadences, your calendar starts looking like a mosaic.
That might actually be a feature, not a bug. If your calendar is so cluttered with follow-ups that it's stressing you out, that's accurate information about your job search. You're overloaded. The calendar is telling you the truth.
That's a fair point. The calendar is honest in a way that a hidden task list isn't. All right, let me lay out the three systems I think actually work, starting with the simplest. System 1, calendar as CRM. You create a calendar event for every follow-up. The event title is "The Action, Follow-Up, Acme Corp, Sarah Chen." The description contains all the context: last conversation date, what was said, what you plan to say next. If it's a recurring check-in, you set it to repeat weekly until you manually mark it closed. That's the whole system. Setup time, 5 minutes, because you already have a calendar app. Daily maintenance, 0 minutes, the notifications come to you. Reliability, medium, because if you ignore a notification, it's gone. Flexibility, low, because you can't easily see all your applications in one view.
The calendar you'd recommend. Most calendar apps handle notes and recurring events, but some do it better.
Cron is particularly good for this because it puts notes front and center in the event view and the interface is fast. But honestly, Google Calendar works fine. Apple Calendar works fine. The tool matters less than the workflow. The workflow is, every time you get a response that requires future action, you immediately create a calendar event before you close the email. That immediately is load-bearing. If you defer it, you'll forget. System 2 is what I'd call the Notion plus automation approach. You set up a lightweight database, not a full CRM, not a project management board, just a single table with the 7 fields I mentioned. Company, contact, role, stage, next action date, notes, sentiment. The magic is in the next action date field. You connect Notion to make.com. Their free tier handles 1,000 operations per month, which is way more than you need. And you set up one automation. Every morning at 8 a.m., Make checks your database for any records where the next action date is today, and it emails you a summary. That's it. You don't log into Notion daily. You get an email that says today's follow-ups, Acme Corp, Sarah Chin. Last note, she asked to check back after June 1st. You do the follow-up, you update the next action date to the next milestone, and you close the email.
The system comes to you, rather than you going to the system. That's the inversion.
And this solves the login friction problem that kills most CRMs. Setup time, maybe 30 minutes, mostly spent configuring the make automation. Daily maintenance, 5 minutes, tops. You're just updating dates and adding a sentence of notes after each interaction. Reliability, high, because the email reminder is hard to miss. Flexibility, high, because Notion databases are malleable and you can add views. A board view grouped by stage, a calendar view of upcoming actions, whatever helps.
The specific schema. You said 7 fields. What does the stage field look like in practice?
I keep it simple, applied, screening, interview, offer, rejected, withdrawn. You could add negotiating if you want, but that's a good problem to have. The point is, you're not modeling a sales pipeline with probability percentages and expected close dates. You're tracking where things actually are. System 3 is the email-based system, and this is for people who really, really don't want another tool. You use your email client's built-in features, folders, flags, scheduled send, with a specific tagging convention. Here's the workflow. You create 3 folders, active, waiting, closed. Every application or outreach email goes into active. When you're waiting on a response, it moves to waiting. When it's resolved, closed. The key is the subject line convention. When you send a follow-up, you tag it, follow-up, Acme Corp, next check, June 15th. When you get a response asking you to check back, you immediately use scheduled send to draft a follow-up email set to deliver on that date. On June 15th, the email appears in your drafts or outbox, you review it, update it if needed, and hit send.
Scheduled send is a tickler file. That's clever.
It is, and it works surprisingly well if you're disciplined about the tagging convention. The weakness is that there's no unified view. You can't see all your applications at a glance. You're relying on search and folder structure. But for someone who lives in email and hates learning new tools, it's genuinely viable. Setup time, 2 minutes to create the folders. Daily maintenance, maybe 10 minutes if you're actively corresponding. Reliability, high for time-based triggers, medium for proactive review. Flexibility, medium. You can add complexity with labels and filters, but it gets unwieldy past about 15 active conversations.
We've got 3 systems, calendar, Notion, plus automation, email-based. Let's compare them head-to-head on the axes that matter.
Setup time, calendar wins at 5 minutes, email at 2 minutes, Notion at 30. Daily maintenance, calendar wins at effectively 0, Notion at 5 minutes, email at 10. Reliability, Notion, and email are both high. Calendar is medium because notifications can be dismissed and forgotten. Flexibility, Notion wins. You can slice the data any way you want. Email is medium, calendar is low.
The prompt asks specifically, is a personal CRM worth it? I think the answer is, it depends on volume and tolerance. If you're applying to 50 plus positions and you can commit to a 10-minute daily review habit, then something like a lightweight Notion database with automation is absolutely worth it. It's a CRM in function without the CRM overhead. If you're applying to 10 or 15 positions, the calendar approach is probably sufficient, and the lower friction means you'll actually stick with it.
There's a threshold effect here that I don't think gets discussed enough. Below about 15 active applications, your brain can mostly keep track, and a simple calendar system patches the holes. Between 15 and 40, you need structured tracking, but not a full CRM. Above 40, you're in territory where a lightweight CRM becomes necessary, not overkill. The misconception is that CRMs are always overkill for job hunting. They're not. They're overkill for low-volume searches. For high-volume searches, they're appropriate, but you need one designed for personal use, not sales.
What are the actual platforms? The prompt asks for specific recommendations. For personal CRMs that don't feel like sales tools, what's out there?
Monica is probably the best-known personal CRM. It's designed for managing personal relationships, not sales pipelines. It lets you track contacts, set reminders for follow-ups, and log interactions. The interface is clean and doesn't scream enterprise software. Dex is another one. It's more focused on relationship maintenance and will pull in context from your calendar and social media. Both are viable, but they share the same fundamental issue. You still have to log in. They've reduced the friction compared to Salesforce, but they haven't eliminated it.
Which is why I keep coming back to the Notion plus automation approach. It gives you CRM-like structure, stages, sentiment tracking, notes history, but the daily interaction is just an email. You're not logging into anything unless you want to update the database, and even that takes 30 seconds.
The free tier economics actually work here. Notion's free plan gives you more than enough for a job search database. Meg.com's free tier handles 1,000 operations a month. If you're running one automation check per day, that's 30 operations. You've got room for error handling and testing, and you're still barely touching the limit. Compare that to a paid CRM subscription, where you're paying $15 or $20 a month for features you don't need.
Let's talk about the maintenance failure mode, because I think this is where most systems die regardless of design. You set it up, you're diligent for a week, and then you miss a day, then 2 days. Then you feel guilty about the backlog and avoid the system entirely. How do you design against that?
The 2-minute rule. If updating a record takes longer than 2 minutes, the system is too complex and you'll abandon it. This is the real design constraint. Every field you add, every status workflow, every automation condition, you're borrowing against future motivation. The Notion database with 7 fields passes the 2-minute test. A full CRM with activity logging, email tracking, and pipeline analytics does not.
2 minutes is also about the length of the average attention span after a rejection email. You're not going to spend 15 minutes categorizing and tagging after you just got a, "We've decided to move forward with other candidates." You're going to close the email and stare at the wall for a bit. The system has to accommodate that.
That's actually a great design principle. The system should handle the worst day, not the best day. On your best day, you'll update anything. On your worst day, the day you get 3 rejections and a ghost, you need updating to be almost effortless. 1 field change. The system absorbs it and moves on.
There's another dimension here that the prompt hints at. Proactive versus reactive relationship management. Some of these applications are just transactional. You applied, they rejected, it's over. But some of them are relationships you might want to maintain even if this specific role doesn't work out. A recruiter who was helpful. A hiring manager who said, "We don't have a fit now, but I'd love to stay in touch." How do these systems handle that?
This is where the lightweight CRM approach actually shines, because you're not just tracking applications, you're tracking people. The Notion database approach handles this naturally. You just leave the record in the database with a stage of relationship or nurture and a next action date set to 3 or 6 months out. The automation reminds you to check in. It's not a sales pipeline anymore, it's a relationship maintenance system. And this connects to a broader trend I've been watching, the rise of continuous job hunting, where professionals maintain ongoing relationships rather than episodic searches.
The old model was, you job hunt for 3 months, you land something, you go dark for 4 years, you job hunt again from scratch. The new model, especially in tech, is that you're always maintaining a network of potential opportunities, even when you're happily employed.
That makes the lightweight CRM more appealing, not less. If you're going to maintain 50 professional relationships over a decade, the setup cost gets amortized. 30 minutes to build a Notion database that serves you for years is a good trade. 30 minutes to build one that you'll use for 6 weeks and abandon is harder to justify.
Let's address the specific question from the prompt, given that the asker has used personal CRMs before. Is it worthwhile for them? My read is yes, but with a specific implementation. Don't use a general personal CRM like Monica or Dex. Build the Notion plus automation system, because it gives you the structure you're already comfortable with. Stages, notes, sentiment tracking, without the daily login requirement that made previous CRM attempts feel burdensome. The automation email is the unlock.
I agree, and I'd add, start with the minimum 7 fields. Don't add complexity until the system has survived 2 weeks. The most common failure mode for people with CRM experience is overbuilding. They add custom views, linked databases, formula fields, and then the maintenance burden kills their motivation. If after 2 weeks you need a salary range field or a referral source field, add it then.
The other thing I'd say, the calendar approach works as a bridge. If you're in the middle of a job search right now and you don't have time to set up Notion and Make, just start creating calendar events for every follow-up. It takes 10 seconds. It works immediately, and you can migrate to a more structured system later if you need to. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the functional.
The email-based system is the fallback for people who read this and think, I am not setting up automations, I am not configuring databases, I just need something that works in the tool I already have open. That's valid. The tagging convention and scheduled send approach is effective if you're disciplined about it. The discipline is the hard part, but that's true of any system.
Let's talk about the single most impactful practice, because I think there's one thing that matters more than tool choice. Maintain a next action date for every active application, and review them once daily, not constantly. You don't need to check your job search dashboard 17 times a day. Once in the morning, process your follow-ups, update your dates, close the tab. The daily review prevents the backlog problem, and the next action date prevents the I'll get to it eventually drift.
The once daily review is important because it bounds the cognitive load. If you're checking your job search system throughout the day, you're carrying the emotional weight of every pending application all the time. That's exhausting. The daily review says between 9 and 9:15 in the morning, I handle job search admin. The rest of the day, I'm not thinking about it unless an interview is scheduled.
Which connects back to the context. Switching research you mentioned. If you batch the admin into one focus block, you're paying the context switching cost once, not six times. That alone probably saves an hour a day.
The next action date field is the linchpin. Without it, you're scanning your entire list every day trying to remember what needs attention. With it, you sort by next action date and only look at today's items. That's the difference between a 30-second review and a 5-minute review.
I want to circle back to something you said earlier about the calendar being honest. I think there's a deeper point here about what a good system actually does. A good system doesn't just track information, it surfaces tension. If you've got a company marked warm, whose next action date was 2 weeks ago and you haven't followed up, the system should make that visible and uncomfortable. Not to shame you, but because that discomfort is information. You're avoiding that follow-up for a reason. Maybe the role isn't actually a fit. Maybe you're afraid of rejection. Either way, the system is telling you something useful.
That's a much healthier framing than the system is nagging me. It's not nagging, it's holding up a mirror. And this is where the sentiment field earns its keep. If you see a warm contact with an overdue follow-up, that's a genuine priority. If you see a ghosted contact with an overdue follow-up, you can make a conscious decision. Either send one last check-in and close it out, or just close it now. The sentiment field gives you permission to let go.
Permission to let go is underrated. Job searches accumulate dead weight. Applications you sent months ago. Companies that never responded. Recruiters who ghosted after one call. Keeping those in your active tracking creates a background hum of incompleteness. Moving them to closed or ghosted isn't giving up. It's clearing mental space for the opportunities that are actually alive.
This is something a spreadsheet does particularly badly. In a spreadsheet, a row is a row. There's no visual distinction between actively interviewing and applied 3 months ago, never heard back. Everything looks equally alive. A good system makes the dead weight visible so you can clear it.
To pull this together for someone who feels overwhelmed, start with the simplest system that solves your specific failure mode. If you forget follow-ups, use calendar events. If you lose context between conversations, use a Notion database with a notes field and sentiment tracking. If you hate new tools, use email folders and scheduled send. Don't build a comprehensive system on day one. Patch the biggest leak first.
If you're the prompt author, someone who's used CRMs before, who's comfortable with structured data, who's applying to enough positions that memory and spreadsheets have already failed, build the Notion Plus automation system. It'll take you 30 minutes to set up, it costs nothing, and the daily interaction is an email, not a login screen. That last part is what makes it stick.
The email is the Trojan horse. You're already checking email. The reminder arrives in a context you're already in. You act on it, you reply, you update the next action date in the reply, or you click through to Notion and update it there. Either way, the friction is minimal.
Let me give the exact Notion schema one more time, because I want listeners to be able to set this up without pausing. Database name, job search. Properties, company, text. Stage, select, with options applied, screening, interview, offer, rejected, withdrawn, relationship. Next action date. Date. Sentiment. Select with options warm, cold, ghosted. That's it. Create a calendar view grouped by next action date. Create a board view grouped by stage. Set up the make.com automation to email you every morning with today's items.
The calendar view is worth emphasizing because it turns your job search into a timeline. You can see at a glance that next week is heavy, 3 follow-ups and 2 interviews, or that the week after is empty, which might mean you need to send more applications now. That forward visibility is hard to get from a list.
It reduces the "Am I doing enough?" If you can see that you've got 12 active applications, 4 in the interview stage, and follow-ups scheduled for all of them, you can relax. The system is working. You don't need to refresh your email.
Before we wrap, I want to zoom out and look at where this is heading, because the tools are changing fast. We've got AI scheduling assistants now. Clara, X.AI, others, that can handle the back and forth of scheduling. The next step is AI that handles the follow-up layer entirely. Follow up with Sarah in 2 weeks. Here's the context. The assistant drafts the email, schedules the send, updates the record. At that point, the manual tracking problem mostly disappears.
That's already partially here. Superhuman and Spark have AI features that surface emails that need follow-up. The gap is that they don't yet connect to a structured job search database. They're working at the email level, not the application level. But that integration is coming, and when it arrives, the system will be largely invisible. You'll just get a notification that says you should follow up with Acme Corp. It's been 2 weeks and they were warm. You'll say yes, and it'll draft the email.
Which brings us back to the continuous job hunting idea. If the tools make relationship maintenance effortless, the line between actively job hunting and maintaining a professional network blurs. You're not running a job search system. You're running a career management system that occasionally surfaces job opportunities. The lightweight CRM stops being a temporary tool and becomes infrastructure.
That's the long-term argument for investing in a system now. Even if this particular job search ends in a month, the database and the automation and the habits persist. You're building career infrastructure, not just a job search tracker.
All right, let's land this. The best system is the one you'll actually use. That usually means the one with the least friction, not the most features. If you're tracking fewer than 15 applications, start with calendar events. If you're tracking more, or if you've already burned out on CRMs, try the Notion Plus automation approach. It gives you structure without the daily login. And if you hate all of this, use email folders and scheduled send with a tagging convention. The only wrong answer is relying on memory and a Google Sheet that you stop updating after week 2.
The 2-minute rule, if updating your system takes longer than 2 minutes, simplify it. The system serves you. You don't serve the system.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the early 1900s, a now abandoned economic theory held that the Chatham Islands economy was secretly propped up by a trans-Saharan salt trade route, based on the mistaken belief that the island's Moriori inhabitants used salt-based currency. The theory collapsed when researchers realized the salt tablets, described in 19th century accounts, were actually dried fish rations.
Dried fish rations.
Economics is a discipline of extraordinary confidence and occasional spectacular error.
This has been My Weird Prompts. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. It helps other people find the show. You can find every episode at myweirdprompts.com. We'll be back next week with another question from the strange intersection of technology and daily life.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. stay curious, keep weird in mind.